Our speaker today is Jim Ekman. I'd like to invite him forward at this time.
When Bingham asked me, I didn't realize that I would be following Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth and asking people to give money to the church. Last week, of course, was Father Ted, and now today I follow a bishop. So wish me luck on this. Charlene and I first started to attend St. Mary's in 1989. Now, that might surprise some of you because some of you know we didn't move here until 2005. But the reason we started in 89 was because our oldest son enrolled at the University of Oregon as a freshman and graduated, fortunately, in 4 years, and had the pleasure, I might add, of working for Marge Ramey, okay, when she was the director of housing at the university. We came to St. Mary's as often as we could whenever we visited John up here. And then later on, in several trips to Eugene, we would always try to come here. We were always impressed with the warmness, the friendliness, and of course, the absolute love shown by, at that time, Rector Father Ted. We knew that if we ever moved here, which was in the back of our minds when we retired, that this would probably become our church home. The reason for that is very simple, and I've already mentioned it, the warmness, the tremendous sermons, not only by Father Ted, but now by Bingham, and the tremendous outreach that this church has. This morning, while Charlene and I were prepping for coffee, and as Bingham always says, Charlene's delicious treats, okay, I sat at the desk and was looking at the October calendar of all of the activities that this church engages in. And certainly if you received the pledge packet, you looked at the center foldout, and it was absolutely amazing to me all of the outreach this church does. Now, Charlene and I only participate in a few of those, but we know that the dollars that we have go to support all of the people, everyone involved in all of those different activities. Another thing I just want to mention as an aside is I am so impressed, and Charlene is so impressed, with the 9:30 service and the number of young kids and young families that are in this church. It absolutely flies against the image of the staid, white-haired Episcopal churches, okay? It is amazing, and it is so exciting to see the young people coming to this church. It really means a lot. I want to go off track just for a minute. Looking out at this audience, I see that a number of us are probably over 70 and a half. And I simply want to mention and follow up on the comments that have been made in the weekly newsletters that if you are over 70 and a half, you might consider a one-time donation to the church, because in January, your RMD, your required minimum distribution, is going to come due, and if you take whatever you want out of that and give to the church, it'll be a one-time gift, and frankly, Charlene and I are planning on doing that this year. The church is only going to get, unless there are special pleas, one check from us, but it'll be our pledge for the entire year. And the great thing is, it reduces our taxes as well. And so I simply want to mention that it's a win. And besides that, at our age, you may forget one day to give a monthly gift. And this way, you've got it all taken care of and don't need to worry about it for 2019. Finally, in conclusion, I just want to leave a brief thought with you. Charlene and I have found tremendous joy and are grateful in giving. We have found it is a very important part of the joy of living. Thank you.